You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, is in Slovenia this week, and on Wednesday he inaugurated the new Apostolic Nunciature to the country. Here, in its entirety, is his speech.
Mr. President of the Republic of Slovenia, distinguished authorities, members of the national government and of the municipality of Ljubljana, distinguished members of the diplomatic corps, excellencies, members of the Catholic Bishops' Conference, distinguished representatives of the religious denominations, dear guests. I was delighted to accept the invitation to preside at this ceremony to bless and inaugurate the new buildings of the Apostolic Nunciature in Ljubljana. This has happily afforded me the opportunity to visit the wonderful country of Slovenia during this year of celebrations for 25 years of independence. Whilst recognizing the increased role which the country now plays within the international community, it is impossible to think of Slovenia without calling to mind its Christian's tradition, its love of learning, and its cultural and architectural heritage. This is a significant moment in the relations between Slovenia and the Holy See, which, as the President did, was among the very first to recognize the independence of Slovenia on the 13th of January 1992. Very soon thereafter, on 8th of February 1992, diplomatic relations were established. In the following years, Slovenia twice welcomed Pope John Paul II in May 1996 and in September 1999, and these visits remain vivid in the memory of your people. The friendly and constructive relationship blossomed between Slovenia and the Holy See, and a major step came on 14th of December 2001 with an agreement addressing juridical questions, which was subsequently ratified on 28th of May 2004. This agreement recalls the principles of religious freedom guaranteed by the Slovenian Constitution and by those universally recognized fundamental human rights concerning freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. At the same time, the Catholic Church, with its juridical personality recognized by the state, is free to operate with respect for Slovenian laws, carrying out numerous activities that benefit the whole of society in the field of charity and education, in preserving cultural heritage, and in providing spiritual assistance. The mutual collaboration between these two independent and autonomous entities is beneficial for the promotion of the human person and of the common good. Now it is our hope that our constructive cooperation might lead to further steps being made together. So, it is with great joy that we are now able to bless and officially inaugurate this Apostolic Nunciature, the diplomatic mission of the Holy See to Slovenia. One might ask why the successor of Peter has need for diplomatic relations with states and with international organizations. It is worth pointing out that the Holy See has exercised the right of legation almost from the beginning of its history. When at the end of the 15th century the nation states were coming into being, the Roman Pontiff sent his representatives to them. Indeed, papal diplomacy is one of the oldest in the world, and history bears witness to the Holy See's long and vibrant presence in the international sphere. The Holy See's mission is multifaceted, offering a moral voice in the world of international relations, reminding the world of the existence of transcendence values, and defending the pillars on which every civil society stands, such as the family, under severe pressure from a complicated interplay of forces in today's world. On these issues, the Holy See speaks out not just for some, but for all of humanity. In order properly to exercise this mission, to be truly attentive to the particular churches and to all human necessity, the Holy See needs to be present in an adequate manner in different parts of the world. Therefore, the construction of an apostolic nunciature such as this is a sign of the will of the Holy See to consolidate a stable and permanent presence in a state, in a spirit of understanding and effective collaboration with the government and with the local church. Bringing such a building to completion is not always easy and sometimes requires a considerable amount of time. I know that the President of the Republic, the Mayor of Ljubljana, and many important figures present here today have accompanied this process with particular care and attention and a willingness to help. To them, I would like to express the gratitude of the Holy See. At the same time, we are very grateful to the Episcopal Conference and the Archdiocese of Ljubljana, which for more than 20 years has offered such a convenient, for the Archdiocese of Ljubljana, which offer a location for the offices and the residence of the Apostolic Nuncio. I would also like to publicly recognize the effort of the Apostolic Nuncios, who sought out this location and helped to bring the project for this building to fruition. Allow me to recall how much was done by Archbishop Edmund Farrat and by Archbishop Santos Abril y Castelló. Your current nuncio, Archbishop Julius Janus, has accumulated extensive experience in building new nunciatures. Indeed, after Mozambique and Hungary, this is the third building that stands as testimony of his ability. And this building, the nuncio tells me, has a very Slovenian touch. In the part that was renovated, the architectural style of an existing historical house was preserved, whilst in the new building there is a chapel designed and executed by a famous Slovenian artist, Father Ivan Marko Rupnik. I want to thank all those who, with their skill and hard work, have contributed to this magnificent building. As we inaugurate this building, it is of course important to recall that an apostolic nuncio must be competent above all in building the bridges of human relationship through dialogue and an openness to the humanity at the heart of every problem. That is the vocation of each and every Christian and underlines that the solid foundation from which we must start building is always our Lord Jesus Christ. I cordially invoke God's blessing of joy and peace for the people and leaders of this noble Slovenian nation. Thank you.